I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For all NBA Warriors, you are now tuned into Golden Spaces with Matt and Justin.
What up? It's Golden Spaces, an Odyssey original podcast, typically with Justin and Matt. But not tonight, because Justin spared himself. He spared himself of talking about the Dubs tonight and left me to do it on my own. And so I brought a crew of people with me. And if you are a Legacy All Matt listener, you already know some of them. If you tuned into Golden Spaces when we actually were on Twitter, you know some of them. And if you still don't know them, you should get to know them, because they are three great basketball minds who I love to chop it up about hoops with. So I invited them to come on. So at the top on my right, if you're watching on YouTube, we have Jason Battle. He is, first of all, for like the old heads and the people who've been around for a minute, he kind of started this podcast game as a Warriors fan. So shout out to Jason. He goes back with Sheed from Warriors World and a whole bunch of people. So always an honor and a privilege to have him on. And then we have my girl Nana down below, who's recovering from eye surgery, so it's not her just being fly with the Mary J glasses, but she is recovering, so we wish you well and hope you're good, but definitely appreciate you coming through to come on and chop it up with us. And then last but certainly not least, my guy in the bottom right corner, if you're looking on your screens, but Chris from Hoop Spaces. And I'm gonna let Chris, before we get started, tell y'all a little bit about Hoop Spaces. He's making a name for himself in this basketball talk and game. And he like had this whole big Twitter Spaces, and we come together every morning, and now he's leveled up and he's with AMP from Amazon and continuing to do big things. So right now, if you don't know Chris, get to know him, follow all of these great people, but Chris is blowing up. He's blowing up. So I'm happy I still get to keep his company. So Chris, Nana, and Jason, welcome to the show. But Chris, let's just start with you really quickly and tell folks about Hoop Spaces.
I love how you are treating me like I treat you when you come in. thank you for the wonderful introduction. Shout out to all the listeners of Golden Spaces, one of the best Golden State Warriors pods, and actually just conversations you can have, period. And that's actually what Hoop Spaces is. Like most people, I'm kind of tired of the big box names. Like, we get it. It's so thick that we already know what the narrative is going to be by the time it already hits our Twitter feed. So if you want something a little bit different, more substantive basketball, you know, check me out. It's at Hoop Spaces on Twitter. But we moved over to AMP, which is powered by Amazon. We'll be building up a better community over there. So we can get some good basketball talk. So that's all it is. If you got one of those smart devices, you can just say, "Hey Alexa, play Hoop Spaces." You know, and it'll hook you up. 10 a.m.
Yeah, download AMP and think of Hoop Spaces like radio, but that you can participate in. You know, so it's definitely a cool thing. But all right, let's get started. Unless Nana and Jason, do y'all want to tell the people about yourself?
I just want to say, Chris, I don't want to include y'all. I just want to say, Chris, man, it's an honor to meet you, bro.
It's the first time we've seen each other face to face, but I appreciate it, Jason, man. I'm a fan. You know, I know you don't agree with some of my controversial takes. It's okay though.
No, it's your food takes that I don't agree with.
Yeah, Chris has awful food takes, and we both get it.
Avocado ice cream is that got to go.
What are you, Tom Brady?
Nah, but avocado ice cream is real good.
I mean, honestly, though, it might be more interesting to talk about his crazy taste in food than the Warriors right now. all right, so let's dig in, and we're gonna actually be talking about both games collectively, both games as in the back-to-back that the Warriors are just on. So the Hawks and the Memphis Grizzlies tonight. Okay, so you know, earlier in the game, I was watching the game, and Jason and Nana are both Warriors fans. Okay. Because lifelong for Jason. I'm not sure if that's the case for you, Nana. Forgive me, I don't remember. But I say that because since we've been put on 95.7 The Game's YouTube channel, I've had some people calling me out, and they said they can't stand me because, you know, I'm a bandwagon fan, and you know, they're going in on me, and I'm just like, bro, like, I've never professed to be a lifelong Warriors fan. But I'm also not a bandwagon, like not in the true sense. I've been with this team before they started winning championships. Like that is for sure. But regardless, I just don't really need to police the fandom. But just to say, like, Jason is lifelong and he fucks with me. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, people, get over it. lifelong Warriors fan. And Nana, who's also like, she's in Maine now, but well, I don't know where she is actually physically. She's moved, but she's also from the Bay. So two Bay Area natives.
Cali right now too. Huh? Just down south Cali right now.
Okay. So I don't know how y'all are feeling, but for me, it's like I will criticize the team. And, you know, Jason, you will too. Nana, you will too. And I don't know where you guys stand right now. I sort of know, Jason, I've been seeing what you've been saying. So, but as much as I criticize them, it's like criticizing fam for me. I'm still riding with them. So, like, I will go through this podcast tonight and talk about all my thoughts, and we'll still tell you that you're going to see the Warriors in this year's finals, right? And Chris and I talked about it a little bit earlier this afternoon, and some people think I'm crazy. They just think I'm being a homer, which is funny because I'm not from the area. But, you know, they just think like I'm so biased. But I genuinely believe that. And I'd like to talk about why I believe it. But I'm curious to know, Nana and Jason, before we even just get into these games, what is your current state on the team right now? Like, how are you feeling about this?
Ladies first.
Sorry about that. My little troll came in. The question you asked was like, can you repeat that for me real quick, Nat? Can you repeat the question for me, Nat?
I just want to know what you think the Warriors ceiling is here.
What do you think
the Warriors ceiling is? Do you still?
I think the road is so difficult for us right now. And I don't know. I personally think a lot of that is mentally. And is like them just getting in their own way, making their own mistakes. I mean, like, I know you watched today's game, like some of these mistakes aren't like, oh my God, we have to figure out like high IQ play. It's just literal common sense mistake happening on the road. And so I tweeted yesterday about like some 6 infinity stones that the Golden State Warriors had, you know, and if you looked at them, it was like defense, rebounding, cutting, shot making, and I forgot the last one, there's one more. And rebounding, yep. And I think we were down, I say we only probably elite on 2 out of 6. And if we can get it up to like 4 out of 6, and one of them has to be defense. Like defense cannot be optional. And I know we have the skill set to play defense. And a lot of that does come with us missing guys. So I am aware of that. But for the most part, when you ask me for the ceiling, like if they can get a couple or more road wins and then sweep the home games left and finish with a 43-44 record, I think that's their ceiling. And I initially had them at 45 wins for the season, but it's looking like they can't even get a road win. And we've got like how many left? Maybe 6?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's getting tough. Maybe if we get GP2 a little sooner than we expect him to come back, I don't know, a little spark, whatever it is that's going on with them. Not particularly a big fan of Steve Kerr, but that's another story for another day. And just figure something out within the team. I think our ceiling can really be 45, 46 wins. And then as far as our low, you know, I don't even want to go there because I don't like thinking negative, but we already see it right now on the road. Can we figure out how to get some wins out of those six games, three or four of those games on the road? If we can, then I have our ceiling all the way up there because it'll just turn us up all the way. Because towards the end of the season, you can also factor in teams that want to rest more, tanking, like officially tanking in the end. So not too worried about competition towards the end, the last four or five games. Is these next six, seven games, can we get a 4-2 record or a 5-2 record towards the end? Then we should be good. But it's about when can we turn that corner.
And
okay. Running.
And what do you think, Jason?
The ceiling obviously is championship, right?
But do you believe that's still possible?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
So, but the caveat, right, is everybody's healthy, right? Or
there present.
Everybody's available.
Yes, because Andrew is not unhealthy, but he's not present.
If Andrew Wiggins is not part of the team in the playoffs, we're not winning nothing.
Agreed.
That's just bottom line. We need him.
Yes.
We can't win without him, period.
Just Andrew?
And GP2 as well.
So do you think we can win with Andrew and not GP2 there?
I think that we could win with – if Andrew's there at 100%, I think we could win with him and without GP2. But I think if both of them there are there in rhythm, I think we're favorites because I believe in their potential defensively that much. I think they're game changers. They're not just – players.
And it's not even potential. We watched it. We watch it. We know what they can do. So this is not about, yeah.
Exactly. So yeah, that's my take. With them, we're winning it all. Without them, we're not winning anything.
Well, just so I can understand, are you saying if Andrew by himself is there, we're not winning? It needs to be both, right? GP2 and Andrew.
So I think we can win with only Andrew and not GP2, but with both of them, I believe that it's 100%.
Yeah, I feel the same.
Yeah, I think our chances are very low only because we need both of them, only because I think some of our core, like especially Draymond, has not been the same.
I agree.
I don't think we'll be there. And then you also got to add in, I don't even think Steve Kerr has been the same.
Like, I agree.
He's been out of control of these rotations. I don't think Jordan Poole has been the same. Like, with that, when you factor that in, like, unlike last season, like, I'm not even talking about all these other extra players we lost or all that we got. I'm purely talking about the guys we rely on every single day have not been the same. So, for me, if Andrew returns, like, he has to get in shape, too. You're forgetting he's been gone for a while. He has to get back in shape. It's a lot that has to come in. And then, on top of that, you're going to need Steph to do historical things, generational things, more generational than he did last season. To overcome, which is why the GP2 thing is just to just take that little margin of error and just shrink it a little bit. Increase it, I mean, so that we have some breathing room.
And Chris, you're an outsider. So what do you think? I want to know what you think, because I saw some tweets from you and you're like, oh, the Warriors are just like, I don't know if you said trash or bad, but I don't remember.
I said that.
And you may have been exaggerating or being hyperbolic in the way that you do, but you're here. So let me know what you think.
The Warriors are in their swan song season. And last year's championship very well may be the last championship, at least for this iteration of what the Warriors are, right? Like, this is the ugly truth. This is a combination of father time and a mistake by the front office. They try to rectify the mistake by trading James Wiseman to regain Gary Payton II. If you don't get him and Andrew Wiggins, zero chance. Zero. If you get Andrew Wiggins back, I still wouldn't even put you as the favorites. You're not playing well enough on the road to be considered the favorites. And right now at the seventh seed, you're going to have to steal a game away on the road. And, like, to me, it's very reminiscent of the 80 Celtics when Detroit came up and they were just better. Like the Celtics were still a great
team. But other teams aren't better. And that's I think that's what I'm disputing. So this is the reason why I think the Warriors are still contenders, can still go all the way. And Chris and I talked about this a little bit earlier. So like Kevin Durant is hurt right now. And all I hear people saying for the Suns is, man, when KD comes back. But they never do that with the Warriors. And neither does our own fan base. So we are the only team that when we are losing with our key guys missing a bulk of the games, that people still expect us to win. And if we don't, we're evaluated as such. So no, we're not winning on the road. But Andrew Wiggins hasn't been there for most of those games. And Steph Curry missed a large chunk of them. So they're not going to win on the road. You know, you're not going to win a game when Draymond and Andrew Wiggins, who plays arguably the most important position in the league, is out. You need people on the wings. Like, it's just not going to happen. And I don't actually think this year's team, honestly, there are differences. But this year's team is not drastically different than last year's team. And what I mean by that is if they would have started this season with like the first 15 games at home, they would have had a nice cushion just like they did last year. And when the injuries came, they would have been able to sustain that cushion. The Warriors were a 500 team last year once people started going down. And I heard all the same shit from everybody. Oh, I don't know. Maybe it was fake. What they did in the beginning of the season wasn't real. It was literally the same talk. It's like because people hadn't seen it since the beginning of the season, then they didn't believe that they could do it. And it was Klay's first full year back and all this. Now we just watched them win a championship. And I hear everybody saying they got to show you again that they can do it. Like, I don't think this is as complicated as everyone is making it seem. They have missed players. And when you miss players and different people are playing different roles every night, when Jordan Poole is starting one week, then he's off the bench another week, then he's asked to be more like Steph one day, then he's asked to attack, that's a lot to ask of a young player, right? His role is not defined consistently in this team. Okay, as much as I love Loon, he is not meant to be playing all the minutes he is playing, right? Like, you're just not going to get Steph, Dre, and Klay to care about the regular season in this way. They didn't even look like they cared about this game tonight. At this point, all these guys want to do is just get in as a six seed or higher. That's it. They don't care. I think the season... And like, it's just been so taxing on them mentally, like to try to like make some huge run right now and prove something, I don't think matters to them. I think once the postseason starts, it's a new season. What they didn't do before doesn't matter. And of all these teams, they are the only team that has a history of always winning a game on the road. They only got to win one game on the road, guys. That's it. They don't have to win a bazillion games on the road. They are the only team that has the history of doing it. So that's great that you have faith in all these other teams that have better records. But the thing is, in the postseason, teams game plan for you. They actually take the time to game plan for you. And it's very different. What they do in the regular season doesn't just translate over to the postseason. And so... it might be the Warriors' swan song. It may be their last year. I won't believe it until I see a team beat them four times. But I just think there's a lot being made of the Warriors' record and their struggles without people like actually looking at what is happening and why they're losing. In most of these games, they're in it. Like, these teams are not just bullying over them and steamrolling them. Like, even tonight, if you looked at this final score, you would think, like, that's what happened because it just got away at the end. But it wasn't. It was a one-point game.
It's not about bullying.
Just like last night in Atlanta. But it does matter because my point in saying that is they're in these games with these teams missing some of their key guys. So if they're in these games with these teams, and let's take out the Grizzlies because they don't have Ja Morant, but they're playing all these other teams and they're right there with them. And then you see like the settling for shots at the end. To me, that's what I saw. That's the signs of like a tired team. It's an old team. They don't feel like going for it. Like, do you really truly think Stephen Curry, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson, take everyone else out, do you really think they truly have forgotten how to close games? Do you really think after winning all those championships and just winning that they really don't know it's best to attack and drive versus going for threes? Do you really look at that?
I don't need to know that. The issue isn't whether we know they know how to do it. The issue is the other teams aren't afraid anymore of it.
But who cares?
They don't have...
Winning because other teams were afraid of them. They're winning because they're better. And I just don't believe you're correct. Like, I don't think other teams do not fear them. Like, they can go in there and think the Grizzlies talk like they don't fear them. And then what happens? Like, it doesn't, like, I don't care if teams fear them or not. The point is they have superior talent than the other teams, right? In many of these series, Steph is going to be the best player on the court. So the Grizzlies, they should fear the Warriors, but they don't. And that's why they always get embarrassed when it comes to a series, right? They've won their two games at home, and the Warriors have won their two games at home. And by the way, they won it without Steph Curry being there. They embarrassed them on Christmas Day. They've embarrassed them multiple times.
No, I get that. They
don't, like, who cares? Don't fear them. And you still get embarrassed when you don't fear them. Fear them and you still lose. Like, fear is not irrelevant. It's talent. It's talent and ability, not fear.
Well, it's talent and ability, but that talent and ability has to rise to the moment. And then oftentimes what happens when you have a dominant team, and the Warriors have been a dominant team, the Spurs were a dominant team, the Lakers and Kobe were a dominant team. Every time you go back and get this dynasty with a dominant team, teams that play them, even really good teams, they can't get over that mental hurdle of beating this dominant team. That is an essence of a fear. Now, they don't want to label it as a fear, but if you sat down and talked it out with a counselor, that is a fear. They don't have that any longer.
They do.
They can say, we're going to take the
fifth. And I don't agree with you on that.
You haven't seen that in the playoffs yet.
You see how teams show up every time the Warriors come to town? There's literally no evidence that they don't fear the Warriors. Shea was out. I tell you, any other team, he's not coming back from his injury, but he comes back to play. Like, this always happens with teams. They're locked in. They're dialed in for the Warriors. If they're not a real threat anymore and you don't take them seriously, why do you get stuck like that? Why do the Boston Celtics in Boston play Jason Tatum for almost the entire game if you don't fear the Warriors? I was there. I was talking to Al Horford, and they were like, man, this is a great team. Like, we really needed to get this. We wanted this. The players are not saying what you're telling me. And
I get that, but we just watched Jared Jackson Jr. just steamroll his shoulder into your chest with zero hesitation. And this is a dude who's not a jam player.
Why wouldn't he do that? Like, he sees smaller players on him. He sees Jonathan Kuminga on him. Like, he's not going to be afraid of those guys. But the fear is not about him being afraid of Jonathan Kuminga. It's about when it's 2 minutes in a game, 1 minute in the game, and it's tight, and they start seeing Stephen Curry and Klay do what they do. Can they match that? It's about saying, do you really trust Desmond Bane to step up and do that in those moments? Do you believe that Aaron Gordon, this guy who y'all claim to be an all-star this year, is going to step up and do those things? Okay, that Michael Porter Jr. And Jamal Murray are not going to get picked on. Like, you're talking about them being fair. Like, this is not about fearing the Warriors. The Warriors are more talented. They are better. They are better. Even if they have not showed it and played it, they are better and they have the experience. The only time the Denver Nuggets have ever succeeded in the postseason was in the bubble. We've never seen them do anything outside of the bubble.
This is why I compared them to the 80s Celtics. because this is exactly what they said about the 80 Celtics until Isaiah Thomas and the Detroit Pistons came in and proved everybody wrong.
Did the 80 Celtics have their players missing a majority of the season?
Well, yeah, at that point, yeah, throughout the season they had.
Did they have the best player in the NBA?
Oh, Larry Bird was arguably top three.
He wasn't the best.
Well, Steph Curry's arguably not the best this season.
He is the best player.
No. Arguably this season, he's not.
Why is he not? He's averaging 30 on 50, 40, 90.
Hold on. Before he went out.
Better defense than he has in his career. This is literally 2016, but he hasn't played many games. If he played at least 60 games, he's running over the MVP this year. You know that. It's just that health is the reason that Steph is not.
I don't even care about the MVP award.
And team record. I'm just saying his argument of he's not the best player in the NBA this year.
That's
just
fine. That's subjective. And if people
I have a question.
Yeah.
Chris, before Steph went down with that injury to his shoulder, was he not the best player in the league?
I had him like at 2 or 3, to be honest.
Okay, but he was up there, in your opinion. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know.
Had he stayed healthy, your argument of him being the MVP would come down to narrative, but I think he would be up there, yes. But in this season, he's just not, because he didn't play enough games.
Okay, so what you're not saying is that he's not the best player. You're saying he didn't play enough games
to be the best player.
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. In a series, he's still the best player on the court in most series, and most teams don't have a player that can match that same level.
Correct. Right? 100%. The only two dudes are in the Eastern Conference.
So that's what I'm saying. So, first of all, you always, to me, I guess what I'm saying is, I don't think this road record thing is a real thing, right? And this is why I'm going to say that. Because it's like people who believed last year that Steph was declining because he had an extended shooting slump, worst of his career. And there were legitimately people saying, like, it happens, it starts to happen. And there were people like me who were saying, y'all are fucking stupid. He's not in decline. And he came back and did it. And what I'm trying to tell you is this whole road record thing is not real. The Warriors did not wake up this season and forget how to win on the road, right? That's not what happened. When you... Like, they did take a hit with losing certain players, right? But Dante, I always said Dante was, it's not a direct one-to-one, so I hate it when people compared him to GP2, but I was always comfortable with the Dante pickup. It's Jermichael who didn't pan out. It's not Dante. It's Jermichael, right?
We don't talk to
him. And what people don't remember is Dante was hurt at the beginning of the season. So when we, and that's also when they were trying to do the Wiseman thing and go in on him. So when people, because if you remember, and still to this day right now, the Warriors starting five is the best starting five in the league by miles, by like substantially. So when people are just like, these other teams are better, where? Like the evidence doesn't even indicate that. We just haven't had our five players on the court. And so the reason why I'm saying it matters for purposes of the postseason, because we know they're only going 8-9 deep. Like you're not seeing two-way players in the fucking playoffs. You're not seeing all these guys. I know you're making a face about Lamb. You might see Lamb like the way you saw Belly. But my point is that they're I don't think Lamb is going to get more minutes than Kaminga.
Lamb is definitely playing.
I don't think he's playing the way that, like, when I say he's playing, meaning like Belly saw some minutes in the postseason. He wasn't in every game. He wasn't a main key guy. That's what I'm saying.
Kurt thinks he's Boris Diaw 2.0.
You're not seeing him like that. Their playoff rotation, assuming they're all their guys, is going to be Steph, Clay, Dre, Loon, Wiggs, right? So if they're
I saw that face.
I'm saying if they are intact, their starting five is Steph, Dre, Clay, Loon, Wiggs. That's their starting five, right? The rest of their rotation is Jordan, Dante, GP2, Kuminga. those are your nine main guys, right? And then Lamb will see some minutes sparingly. And if Andre would have still been there, Lamb probably wouldn't see minutes. He probably wouldn't even be on the team, which is like, and by the way, Andre might be back for the postseason. We don't know. So everything.
If we're going to pin this on Andre, that's
no, I'm not.
No, she's not pinning it on
Andre. I'm not pinning it on Andre. I'm just saying who they're rotating.
No, she's doing that.
But I'm just messing.
I'm just messing.
But please, let me get at my point. So yeah. What I'm saying is that, like, those are the rotation guys. How many of those guys have even been here and played during this season? That's my point. So when you're evaluating the Warriors based on Lamb and Ty Jerome being out there and everyone playing out of position. And Dante talks about this. When I was over there and I asked him, what's the impact on the team when you have so many guys out? And he's like, the impact is a lot because guys are playing more minutes than they typically play. Guys are playing out of their position. They're having to do more, and that's exhausting, and that makes them tired. Right. And so, but no, like, fans and people don't want to account for that. They're just like, no, they got to win. They look terrible. They look off. And it's annoying to watch. We're annoyed as fans to watch. But I'm just saying that is the reality. And so when you get to the postseason, it doesn't fucking matter what their record was in the regular season. Once you get to the postseason, it's a brand new season. And they're just like refreshed and they're ready to go. And the nine people who have to play on the court, they're ready to go. That's it. And so to me, it's doubt the Warriors at your own risk. Doubt. They love it. I love it. But I'm just saying, doubt the Warriors at your own risk, because all of these notions of them being done are based off of a team that has not been intact the entire season. The entire season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.